This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Nobel laureates gathered in the Swedish capital Stockholm on Saturday for the first fully in-person award ceremony since the COVID-19 pandemic started. Many laureates from 2020 and 2021 attended this year, as well as the 2022 winners. Last year, there was a ceremony, but no laureates attended as they received their medals in their home countries. Five of the six Nobel Prizes are awarded in Stockholm every year. The Nobel Peace Prize is awarded in Oslo. The losing Republican candidate in the Arizona governor's race is filing a lawsuit to challenge her defeat. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Defeated Republican candidate Carrie Lake is suing over long lines and other difficulties some people experienced while voting in person on Election Day in Maricopa County, Arizona last month. She's also alleging, without evidence, that hundreds of thousands of ballots were illegally cast, something she had suggested as well on election night.
Don't let those cheaters and crooks think anything different.
Lake is asking a court to throw out certified results from Maricopa County and either declare her the winner or hold another election. Her lawsuit includes Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, the Democrat who won the election for governor, who takes office next month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The British Defense Ministry said Saturday that Iran has become one of Russia's top military backers since the invasion of Ukraine. The ministry said Iran's support of Russia is likely to grow, and Russia is highly likely offering Iran an unprecedented level of military and technical support that is transforming their relationship. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. would try to disrupt that relationship. VOA News. Jurors at the Los Angeles rape and sexual misconduct trial of Harvey Weinstein have been deliberating for a week without reaching a verdict. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The jury of eight men and four women are set to return to resume deliberations on Monday morning after going home Friday. They must decide on two counts of rape and five other sexual assault counts against the 70-year-old former movie mogul. The jurors have had no questions for the court that might provide insight into the status of their work. Weinstein still has more than 20 years left on his sentence in New York after a rape and sexual assault conviction there that is under appeal. In California, he could get 60 years to life in prison if he's convicted on all counts involving all four women he's charged with assaulting. I'm Julie Walker.
The United States is imposing sanctions on a broad array of people and companies around the world for corruption and human rights abuses. Those sanctioned include the 15-member Russian Elections Commission, which oversaw a sham referendum in Russia-occupied Ukraine in September, a group of companies and people linked to illegal fishing operations and human rights abuses in Chinese waters, and a church founder in the Philippines charged with sex trafficking. Sex workers and their children marched on the streets of India's eastern Kolkata city on Saturday to demand their rights on Human Rights Day. This is Yasmin, a member of the All India Human Rights Board. She's saying children of sex workers should have health and health care and an education, and sex workers should be respected and have their work acknowledged as a vocation. While prostitution is legal in India, most related activities such as soliciting, pimping, and running a brothel are crimes, meaning sex workers face frequent run-ins with the police. Police in the German city of Dresden said a suspected hostage taker died of his injuries during a police operation to free his two hostages on Saturday. The incident took place in the historic city center near Dresden's famous Christmas market. That's a police spokesman. He's saying the suspect was believed to have killed his mother at her home in Dresden before making his way downtown and taking a woman and child hostage. He said the hostages were unharmed and are now safe. The incident comes as security has shifted into focus in Germany after investigators earlier this week foiled a far-right plot to overthrow the German government and install an aristocrat as the leader of a new state. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just do a search for VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.